When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Dope Black Podcast.
Dope Black. Hi guys, my name is Arno Sibanda and welcome to the Dope Black Dads podcast. And today we're looking at effective communication with your partner, which I believe is one of the most important topics and conversations that we need to have and constantly keep having, you know. Communication is the foundation of all relationships. And I would have loved us to start with looking at reasons why men are not as effective at communication as women, and also discuss some of the tools we can use to be better communicators. But for today's segment, we're looking at effective communication with your partner, ways you can make your relationship better from a communication aspect, you know. So one of the things me and my partner do is something we call taking inventory. So we do this every month, every end of month, and sometimes we do it spontaneously. So we check in, and I would ask how you're doing emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. So those are the four most important things in our lives, you know. Spiritual health, physical health, emotional health, and financial health. So all those things need to be regularly checked in with your partner. That's what I do with my partner. I check in all those things. So she will tell me, emotionally, I'm feeling like this because of work and that and that. Then from there, we'll discuss ways and how we can resolve those things. And if there's a need for therapy, you know. And I know and some therapy is not accessible, as therapy and counseling are really not easily accessible. And that's something we're working on as the Black Male Positivity Project, to make therapy and counseling accessible. Fashionable, you know, it should be easy to talk to someone you trust or within a support group. So yeah, so we do that every month. We check in, and you know, actually last week we had an argument, you know, and it was because we had not done that in a while. We skipped a month and we hadn't done that, you know. If we did that, we wouldn't be having that argument, because I would have known that, okay, my partner is in this state, or should have known that I have a lot of pressure at work, I have this and that. Then would have found ways to deal with it before it actually becomes a problem in our relationship, you know. Because what happens is things build up if not communicated. Things pile up, and one day or one thing will just make you snap. And so it's important to check in regularly with your partner. Then the other thing we've implemented in our house is tone and setting, you know. Which are some of the most important things, again, when it comes to communication, tone and setting. Sometimes it's not about what's being said, but how it's said and where, you know. Because we have a 2-year-old son in the house, we be very self-conscious about the things we say and the way and manner in which we say those things. Yes, because our son is going to learn communication from us. You know, he's going to learn this is the proper way to communicate. This is how my parents used to, and so forth here. So tone and setting are very important. So you need to establish that. It's sort of like boundaries, you know, in your space, in your household, you know. So we have established that, and it makes things much easier, you know, and it enforces our communication, and yeah, overall, it's good for a relationship. So also another thing that that I do, okay. So my partner has a problem with me not doing things in time when she says, can you please get this done? I'll take like a week, but then I'll say things get done eventually. But she'll be like, no, the reason why I would like you to do certain things when I tell you to, it's not because I'm disrespecting you, but it's because I would actually love for you to get them done ASAP, because if you don't do them, I'm an overthinker. I start overthinking, I start panicking, you know? So that's one thing I'm working on. Because I tend to do things very last minute. I tend to take my time with certain things. So there's the other thing with communication. So communication is a two-way street. There's communicating and there's listening. You know, there's a communicator and there's a person who's receiving it. And then there's the message, what's being communicated. Then there's the objective. Then there's the deadline on when whatever is communicated must happen, or and so forth. So if my partner says, please don't forget to pick up, let me think of an example. If my partner says, Okay, if my partner says, please don't forget to follow up with the bank on our mortgage or whatever. And I say, okay, I will do that. But then I take my time in doing that. So it means I did receive the message, but then I didn't carry it out is how I didn't carry it out is how my partner delivered to me, because I'm taking my time in executing that, you know, and those things that create problems in relationship in the long run, actually, because all those things, they become big things eventually. So that's one thing I'm working on, doing task ASAP, you know, being a good listener and executing whatever is being said ASAP. Assess how important this is, and I ask, when would you like this done? This is what I have on my plate right now. When would you like this done? Is it okay if I do it then? You know, so that then puts it at ease. If she knows that, okay, he's got this and that, but he will do it at a certain time, and I actually do it at a certain time, it puts her at ease, and it makes things better in our relationship. So yeah, so I think we've discussed a few important points here. We've discussed taking inventory on a monthly or weekly or whenever, you know, as much as possible. So there's no such thing as over communicating. Communicate. So you check in on your partner, how she's doing, how he or she is doing emotionally, right? Physically, spiritually, and financially. You check in on all those four things. Very important. Then we also discussed tone and setting, you know. So you have to be self-conscious of your tone when communicating, because it makes or breaks the conversation how things are said. So we also discussed that. Then I shared with you guys what I'm struggling with and what I'm working on right now is doing things, executing tasks when I'm told to, you know, it's taking my time with certain things, you know. So the best way around that would be to ask my partner, babe, when would you like this done? My week is looking like this. I can get it done on a certain day, then actually do it on a certain day. And what that does, it puts at ease, like I said. So those are the most important things that pertain to communication in relationships that I've implemented with my partner, and they actually make our relationship better, you know. Yeah. So but then in the next segment, I want us to look at why men are not effective communicators, and also discuss some of the tools. Yes, I'm going to bring one of my colleagues from Wits University, and we're going to look at it from a psychological perspective as well. So yeah, that's a very important conversation, because, you know, with communication, when it comes to men, it can be directly linked to depression, suicide. is because we don't express our emotions much of the time. We don't express how we feel, you know. So we don't talk it out. And we don't talk it out with ourselves even. Because to be a great communicator, you have to be able to communicate with yourself. You have to be honest with yourself, you know. You have to know this is what I need right now and this is what I'm going for, you know. So and the next thing, that's what we're going to look at. So I'm going to be traveling, guys. I will see you on the next segment when we discuss the topic. I'm going to have, it's going to be a very interesting conversation, very interesting. And I want you guys to send me feedback, send me questions so we can get into this and look at the tools and discuss this together. Thank you so much.
Dope Black Podcast.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.